Let's go. It's the horn section! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you feeling? That's good, that's good. We now know how you're feeling. It sounds like you're feeling pretty good. Good. So good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the show. It's currently the greatest thing that's on the radio. Of course, that's not including
things like Women's Hour.
It's Women's... It's not Women's Hour, it's Women's Hour. But yeah, it's not... I mean, this is a very, very good programme, but it's not nearly as good as Women's Hour, simply because it doesn't have the breadth of subject matter. Nevertheless, we have got a sax and a trumpet and a bass and a drum kit and a keyboard that relies on super glue. We are the horn section. Sing along if you want. We are the horn section. What an audience. We are the horn section. Last time. We are the horn section. And this is our radio show. Hello. Hello. Good evening. Thank you. Wow. Thank you very much. Yes, we are the horn section. My name is Alex Horn, and briefly, on bass, we have Will Collier, on trumpet, Joe Auckland, on piano, Ed Sheldrake, on saxophone, Mark Brown. And on drums, Ben Reynolds. Welcome, welcome. So, guys, do you want to just play something stupid?
Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid.
Oh, very good. That's the first joke. Huh? It's that sort of thing tonight. This is our second series. It's unbelievable, really. But as well as everyone listening at home or at work or at Tenpin Bowling or whatever people do nowadays, we do have an extraordinary live audience here tonight. Hello! And it's time to get both them and you warmed up with a little light musical exercise. And if you want to join in at home, if you just grab yourself a raw carrot. Oh, yeah. Okay. Very nice. Here we go. We're gonna get you moving and making noise. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Good.
Clap your hands.
And stamp your feet.
Stamp your feet.
Just vaguely in time would help.
Your
now, click your fingers.
Click your fingers.
It's harder, isn't it, that one?
Click your fingers.
And do an impressive whistle. Ooh, that's going to hurt at home. Four more verses. Slap your thighs.
Slap your thighs.
That's it.
Slap your thighs.
And slap your heads. Nonchalantly, just clap your heads.
Clap your head.
Do a kind of grunt.
Do a grunt now. A kind of grunt.
And shout the name of your favourite uncle. That's it. Take your time, I think. Don't rush that decision. Poor old Jim got forgotten. Okay, break it down, boys. Break it down. A bit quieter. Here we go. Lick your lips.
Lick your lips now.
Not too hard. And lick your arms. That's it, like a cat. Just your forearms.
Lick your arms.
And waft your knees.
Just your knees.
Give it a good wafting.
Waft your knees.
And raise your eyebrows noisily. Yeah, pretty good. Last one. Bit more hectic this time. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
And stamp
your feet.
And start to sob.
Start to sob.
And scream and shout.
Scream and shout.
And beat your chest.
Beat your chest.
And gasp and groan.
Gasp and groan.
And bite your carrot. Excellent work, one and all. I don't know about you at home, but there were some spectacularly unrhythmical things going on here. The thing is, we all have different bodies. We have different bodies and we have different talents. And we thought we'd use this episode to have a close look at your bodies and explore them through music. Music gets into our bodies, doesn't it? No matter what size or shape of body you have, our trumpeter, for instance, has an incredible body. It's a sort of...
Thank you.
It's a... I know what? It's a rhomboid. It's an amazing shape. It's an amazing shape. Currently on a diet, is that right?
Correct.
Okay, would you like to sing a song about your diet?
Yes, I would.
My left arm was fatter than my right.
doctor put me on a diet. Exactly half my shirt sleeves were too tight. So I thought that I should try it. Well, the weight came off to my delight, but this deceived to flatter, 'cause all the weight came off the right.
Now his left arm looks even fatter.
George and the dieting banjo player. And trumpeter. You want to keep your banjo up, actually, Joe? Because I thought, while you're there, I'm going to ask you a few questions, if that's all right. Is that all right, Joe?
Yes.
Musician under a microscope. Let's see how the musician copes. Musician under a microscope. Let's see how, let's see how, let's see how Joe copes.
Let's see how he copes. So you're now under our microscope. I've got a few questions. So just sort of gently strum the banjo, if you may. Just ideally a nice noise. It'll have to do. Okay, so... So you have a bisexual name, don't you?
No, it's a unisex name.
Oh, sorry, I meant you're bisexual, aren't you?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, good. You also play trumpet with madness. Are you on any medication for that? And that's pretty good. I wrote that. Not a bad joke. No. You play trumpet for madness and for Mumford & Sons. Is that musically challenging?
Yes.
Do they pay most of your wages?
Yes.
Why, and then in brackets, on earth, did you start learning the banjo, which you've stopped playing throughout this interview?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Can you play and think, or is that too much?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Oh, do you want me to answer that?
It really is one or the other, is it?
Because I enjoy bluegrass music.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Please tell me something interesting about the music industry, or music, or being a musician, or something like that.
Good question.
Thank you. He told me before the interview, if I panic, I'm just going to use the phrase, good question, and hope that you move away from me. Do you buy yourself a new trumpet, A, every year, B, every month, or C, every day?
It's even less than that.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about every... Well, I've had this one about 15 years.
Mm. Just make every answer entertaining if you can. Just millions of people listening, so just...
Good question again, or...?
Good question.
Yeah, good question.
Finally, is it possible to play banjo at the same time as the trumpet and also sound good?
Yes.
Is it? Let's find out. Well, I suppose so. Joe Orson, ladies and gentlemen.
There he is.
The jury's out. Let's take a moment now to really look at music in our occasional series called Focus on a Note.
Focus on a note, which will get your vote. Will it be the
E flat, A flat, C sharp, F sharp, E, E, A, D, G, C, F, B flat, E.
Focus on a note.
Today we're looking at A, the first note, the original note. And Ed is a brand new pianist in the group, by the way, so let's see if he can play. Can you play me an Ed? Sorry. Shame on that. That's a shame. Was that E and D? Oh, that's pretty good. That's... Can you play an A for me, Ed? You can see why they call it A, can't you? It does sound like an A. Do another A. A, it sounds like A, doesn't it? And it is, I think we'll all agree, a horrible note. It's an ugly note, and it's very rarely used in music. If you look at a piano, you'll notice the A key is always a much cleaner of the keys, because often the player will try to avoid it as he plays a piece. Do you want to just play EastEnders for us? And you'll see he'll just try to avoid, you'll skirt round the A. Yeah. They all do that. It's a weird problem. Amazing stuff. Now, I don't want to sort of suggest that I'm more talented, but I do have a sort of ability which I think surpasses every other. I have this thing where I can interpret any dream. Genuinely, any dream you have, I can interpret it. And I think I was just born with it. It's a sort of gift, which, I mean, I also went on a 7-year dream interpretation course, but it's an incredible thing to witness. So if anyone here has had a dream recently they would like me to examine, now is the time to
say... Alex.
Yes,
I had a funny old dream just last night.
Did you now?
Yeah.
And bear in mind, he's not a trained actor, so this is pretty good so far.
Perhaps you would be so kind as to cast your ear over it.
And that's ad-libbing. I would love to cast my ear over your your dream. Yes, no, tell me about your dream, Jack.
I shall. So I was sitting in a classroom, and Mr. Finch was also there. And he was trying to teach me math, whilst also cutting off my hair. My mummy wandered in, and she was holding something big. An animal, I think, a weasel, or just quite a skinny pig. And I got really angry with her. I called her names, and then she cried, and I felt really bad. But when I stopped, the skinny pig just died. Then I looked up and Mum had gone, and I was on a bus to town. The skinny pig was still there too, all wrapped up in my dressing gown. And everyone I knew from school was pointing at the two of us, shouting, "Why'd you kill the pig?" and throwing peanuts at the bus. And Mummy was there with Mr. Finch, and he was cutting off her hair. And she was weeping still, but also she looked just like Tony Blair, like she was still my mummy. But she had Tony's face and Tony's smile, and Mr. Finch was trimming her or him and winking all the while. What does it mean? Oh, dream man, please tell me what my dream might mean.
What does it mean? What does it mean, these things I've seen? When I'm asleep, these pictures creep inside my
Well, Joe, that is quite a dream. I've thought about it. Are you ready?
Yes, dream man.
Well, I think it's just a load of meaningless ideas your unconscious brain has created from fragments of images and memory, OK?
Thank you, dream. I understand.
Any dream. Any dream. Just bang. Knew it. Thank you. And now it's time to welcome our special guest to the show. It's Mr. Phil Jupiters! Phil!
Hey, hey.
Hey. So, Phil, this is the band this is Phil.
Hello, Phil.
Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hello,
Phil.
Band.
And before we start, can I just say, I'm very glad you've got a beard. Just on a personal level, it's really nice to see you with a beard.
I think that it's important that the hirsute gravitate together.
I love that sentence.
Obviously not too close.
No, no, I'll keep my distance.
We like Velcro.
What do you want to do with the band? Have you done this sort of thing before with a band?
The thing is, I sort of became a performer, but a solo performer, because I have no musical skills whatsoever. I simply wasn't patient enough to learn an instrument and learn how to do songs properly.
You've been in one of the best bands in the world.
I was fortunate enough to spend a bit of time singing with the Blockheads, Ian Jury's backing band, yeah.
Would you, I mean, we've got the band here, not the Blockheads, but we've got a band here. Do you know any Blockheads boys?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
The deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me. Me.
There we go. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Thank you. I mean, such an amazing lyric writer, Ian Jury. The bounce and the playfulness of the words is fantastic to sort of get your tonsils around. Beautiful stuff.
And it's nice you don't actually have to sing it. That's what I...
Yeah, yeah. You can. That's the thing, is he was a kind of Cockney Rex Harrison, wasn't he?
I think it's time to hear some of your own stuff, if that's all right. Because you started as Porky the Poet.
Yeah.
And you're still Porky the Poet.
I've started doing it again sort of about 5 years ago. It's just a mate sort of coaxed me out of poetry retirement.
Do they rhyme, the poems?
Some do, some don't.
I love it when they do.
You like it when they do?
Yeah, I really like it when they do.
Well, okay. Well set yourself ready for colossal disappointment.
Okay. I'm ready.
This poem is called They've All Grown Up in the Beano. The thing about that always struck me about the Beano was these characters, I'd read them and I was getting older and they weren't. And so I just, this fills in the blanks for you. I'm wondering what happened with them, really. It's very, very British, the Beano. So something pastoral.
Maybe can you do pastoral on the piano?
Almost a little choral.
Yeah.
They've all grown up in the Beano. Dennis the Menace has got pubic hair. Biffo is well into anarchy now. He's more of a punk than a bear. Lord Snooty is a high court judge taking bribes through a Zurich bank. Had a run-in with the Inland Revenue when he sold Bunkerton Castle to a Yank. Grandpa is at last 6 foot under. Roger the Dodger is in the SPG. Now dodging charges for murder, but Lord Snooty will help him. You'll see. The three bears are on racks in Harrods because Hanky shot them at last. And teacher was thrown out of Bash Street for being too drunk when in class. Minnie the Minx is a feminist now in London, Northwest 3. PC Plod rang Beano Town Council. Now the Bash Street dogs are in Battersea. Ball Boy changed his name to Rent Boy. Piccadilly was where he wound up, but Beano Town United are doing fine without him in the European Cup. Babyface Finlayson's in South America with 7 million quid in used bills. And the nibblers, they nibble no more because Porky called in Rent-A-Kill. Billy Whiz eventually ran out of sulfate. Now he works for the DHSS. And our hero, Ugly Plug, changed his name to Gary Bushell and got a job in the tabloid press. They've all grown up in the Beano. What are we going to do? Now, they've all grown up in the Beano, just like me and you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mr. Phil Jupiter!
Hey, hey, y'all.
Ed there doing majestic work on the piano. Our new band member, of course. Did you enjoy that one, Ed?
Yes. Good.
Now, Ed, as well as being a great pianist, also has excellent hair. There's a lot of body in your hair, isn't there? There's a lot of body. It's quite a tenuous link. There's a lot of body in your hair. How do you achieve that effect?
Shampoo, Alex.
Shampoo. I've seen that stuff. That is amazing stuff, isn't it? Yes. I don't know if people in the room have seen... Have you seen shampoo?
Yes!
Wow, that stuff is great. And what I like to do, I like to read... The bottles of shampoo. I base my life around the promises on the bottles of shampoo, and I'm going to list my top five with your help. So we've decided to enlist the genuinely brilliant MC that is Lady Likes!
Religion has never been for me, be it Hindu or Scientology. Never believed in things from outer space. Little green men threatening the human race. The one thing that I can use, the design for life that I can use. Shampoo promises. Shampoo promises. I'm gonna live my life with shampoo promises.
At number five. Head and Shoulders, who say their proven Hydra Zinc formula tackles the causes of dandruff head-on and relieves tight scalp. Phew, I hate having a tight scalp. I much prefer having a loose scalp. Thank you, Head and Shoulders. And number four is Herbal Essences, Herbally Ever After, which they say works wonders to help protect against combing damage. Yes, combing damage, because combing your hair is dangerous. Thank goodness for one of their...
Shampoo promises.
With Give Me Moisture,
They say their adaptive hair care technology will provide intense hydration and restore your hair's natural balance. At last, your hair will be wet and balanced. At number two, it's Pantene Pro V for fine hair, which will not only give your hair lightweight body, it'll also fortify your hair to its full volume potential. Volume, of course, is length times breadth times width.
Shampoo promises.
It's math.
Shampoo promises.
Shampoo math.
I'm gonna live my life as a shampoo promises.
And at number one, it's Aveda shampoo, which is formulated with peppermint to awaken your senses and rosemary to help protect from environmental damage. Its pure plant aroma will energise and motivate your mind and body. It's just shampoo, but it's magic shampoo. So please welcome onto the stage MC Lady Likes. There she is.
Yo, let me tell you why I love shampoo. Look, 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 listen, look, I'm in love with shampoo. Shampoo, I've got to tell you thank you. There's been nothing that you can't, you can do. Everything I need, now my hair is brand new. Fresher, you know, but like you, stand rough and enough to fight you. And even though you're gonna burn my eyeball, I don't mind cause you're so reliable. I got my shower fountain, all this foam is like a mountain. It must avoid my mouth and it stops them nits from
bouncing. Yeah.
Shampoo promises.
Thank you, guys.
Shampoo promises. I'm gonna live my life.
I'm gonna live my life.
Shampoo promises.
One more time. Thank you, Lady
Likes. Thank you so much for having me.
One more time, Lady Likes! Will.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
Hello, mate.
What do you think about the body, the human body?
Well, I think it's what's inside that counts.
What's inside your one?
Qatar.
Qatar. Qatar. As in Qatar.
Qatar, yeah, that's right.
Ugh. Have you got a song about Qatar?
I have, as it goes, yes.
It's an excessive build-up of phlegm or mucus. You're at the end of your tether, the sticky stuff seems endless. Man, this gunk defies gravity. It can occur in any body cavity. Where does the sludge reside? You might have guessed. It's found in your nose, throat, ear and chest. Here's a completely honest admission. In itself, it's not a condition. But as you'll be told by good physicians, it's rather a symptom of these conditions. Allergies and hay fever and the common cold, which build up this mucus so much you must behold. To heal the infection, white blood cells get sent to the source of the infection with fighting intent. Molecules are released by the white blood cells, causing the mucus to swell.
Thank you, Will. Thank you, Will.
Thank you.
But there is, of course, one part of the body we haven't mentioned today, or at least we haven't mentioned enough. And I think it's the best part of the body. It's the one part of the body that I represent tremendously well. So tonight we'd like to leave you with this little song. I'm just a man with a beard and an unbearded band. Won't somebody come and take me by the hand? I'm so tired of being alone.
He's just a man, travel far across our green and pleasant land.
So far.
Always searching in his brightly coloured van for another bit to know.
Hang on a minute.
I'm all
little hands,
so dainty.
I would like to come and join you with the band.
Join me, would join me.
Then you'll never be alone.
Ah, what a voice!
Together we rise, together we fall. Together our beards will conquer them all. Together we'll hold, together our hands. Together we'll achieve what together we plan. Together we'll go, together we'll see the whole of the world for you and for me. Together we'll finally understand.
So all of you guys,
all you guys
with hair on your faces,
all you bearded guys,
this is your time,
your time
to stand up in your place.
Stand up wherever you are.
We'll conquer them all. Together we hold, together our hands. Together we'll achieve what together we plan. Together we'll go, together we'll see the whole of the world for you and for me. Together we'll finally understand. Together we
Super just, ladies and gentlemen, with a beard. Alex Horn presents the Horn Section. Was hosted by me, Alex Horn, and the Horn Section are Joe Auckland on trumpets, Mark Brown on saxophone, William Collier on bass, Benjamin Reynolds on drums, and Edwin Sheldrake on the piano. I love you, Ed. The show was written by all of us and produced by Julia McKenzie. Our special guests were Ladylike and Mr. Phil Jupiter.
And you can catch up with the band next week when the Horn Section are joined by comedian Charlie Baker. This Wednesday night, BBC Radio 4 returns to Discworld for another fantastical adventure. Mark Heap stars as junior wizard Rincewind, who finds himself trapped in a spotty teenager's bedroom with a testy parrot.